Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the official mouthpiece of Andrew Cuomo. Not a pervert, just Italian. The gentleman in front of me is the official publicist of the new New York governor. Yeah. It's Mike Ward.
Andrew Cuomo does molest people, but he saves lives.
Yeah, exactly. So he grabs a couple of asses. He also makes a mean soup. So that's it. That's the win. Mr. Poseidon. How you doing there?
I'm doing very well.
You're fucking agitated today. It's bothering me. Calm down.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I want to come back to the Cuomo thing because I saw your tweet. That wasn't a Photoshop, right?
No, that wasn't a Photoshop.
That's
that was
an
Italian.
Actual thing he said. I don't molest people. I'm Italian.
He didn't say I don't molest people. He said I'm not a pervert. I'm Italian.
But he just meant that Italians are like touchy-feely.
Well, he said it with his fingers up a news anchor's asshole. So.
Did he do? Look, I'm not a pervert. I'm.
Yeah, it would have been funny if he's like, I'm not a murderer. I'm Italian. It's how we negotiate.
What a weird thing to say. Every fucking Italian person lives in going, God damn it.
That's what I heard. I saw Italian Americans were doing this. Son of a bitch. God damn it. It's so. We don't all grab asses. We don't all grab asses. And really, you do, though. You do. And I'm cool with it. Hmm. I, too, am. Walking around grabbing asses, telling my secretary, don't tell anyone I grabbed your ass. All the usual Italian tropes. I do them as well.
Yeah. People should start actually giving Italian nicknames to all the perverts in their office. Yeah. Like
Fredo.
Yeah.
Guido.
Yeah. Yeah, Guido. Hey, it's Guido Steve over there.
Mm. It's Gino. I like the name Gino.
Yeah, Gino. Yeah,
I know a Gino. Gino Durante.
Yeah.
Is he the only Gino we know?
No, oh, Gino Bisconti.
Gino Bisconti, yeah. We know two Ginos.
Yeah.
And two Guidos.
Yeah, two Guidos.
That would be a good show. Yeah. All four of them together. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Arguing over pizza.
Holy shit, yeah.
And a pizza that ass.
Yeah. What would you call it?
The perverts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You were so quick on that. That's amazing.
The best.
And it's just, it's the Italian national anthem and just 70s porn. That's a whole opening credit.
And the guest is always Cuomo. Joining us today. Yeah, it's always Cuomo.
Or it's always some chick that doesn't feel safe.
Yeah. The camera's always here. She's like, get your fucking...
Yeah, the camera isn't even on her face. It's just on her cleavage.
Yeah, we never know what she looks like. Even in the ads, it's just her tits.
God,
I didn't want to talk about vaccines and all that shit because it just gets annoying, but there's an ad that someone sent me, and I was just shocked. I think this is from Tennessee. Is this Tennessee?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, dear sir. Hold on.
There's an ad that you don't have to watch. Just by listening, you kind of hear where the issue is, at least for me. Perhaps I'm just sensitive to this. I don't know. But it seems rather, what's the word, Poseidon? Racist? It seems very, did you listen to it?
I did. But
so let Mike listen to it. Mike will get what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. I also watched it fast because I thought that was Martin Lawrence. Doing an ad for...
Not Martin Lawrence.
It's the low-budget Martin Lawrence.
No, it's a chubbier guy. It's not Martin Lawrence. Know, play it for our homeboy Mike here.
You're going to have to remove one of your headphones, Mike. Yeah.
Hold on. How come?
Because with the age, I have to figure it out. It won't play the audio through to the thingamajig and back to that, so...
Oh. Quit using these all fucking...
These weird terms.
These terms. I didn't go to...
Retard
sound school.
hold on.
During the pandemic,
just tell me what you think.
Can you drastically change? My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. Because if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely?
Because an entrepreneur, what does he do?
Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
So this is the official commercial to get people vaccinated in an area, and he says, I'm an entrepreneur on these streets. Yeah. So I got to get the vaccine. I got to be safe on these streets.
Is he wearing velour? Because the way I imagine him, I picture a guy that's like 5'2", kind of a Cat Williams vibe, but a chubbier Cat Williams.
He's wearing a white T-shirt.
Okay.
Okay. With a very thick gold chain with a medallion.
Two chains.
And a what seems to be a diamond watch.
Okay.
And it's full of tattoos.
Was it Tennessee or Nebraska? Where is this?
Arkansas.
Yeah. And were they able to hear it, or was it just me and Mike that can hear it?
Well, I heard it too just now.
No, you heard it from there.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, was it captured on the device?
It was not captured on the device.
So then you know what? I'm going to play it here so that they can hear it too, or else it's really not fair to our homies.
My lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things.
I come in
contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. Because if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets,
you hustling?
Entrepreneur like me,
entrepreneur.
Why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
I'm going to go on a limb here. I think he might be a lawyer.
Yes. He mispronounced drug dealer.
Yeah. I'm an entrepreneur.
I don't know if he's
an entrepreneur, these bags.
I don't know if he's a drug dealer or a pimp, though. He might be a pimp.
Oh, could you? I gotta stay healthy around these hoes.
I don't think he's any of those. I just think the way he says it, it just sounds like he's peddling.
You think he's actually like he's just selling life insurance?
I think he
just doesn't know how to say it.
Imagine if that's your fucking. That's who you buy your life insurance from. You're like, God damn, he sounds like a pimp.
I'm walking these streets trying to get you a good rate on your insurance.
Or he goes he's a door-to-door salesman, for like a telecommunications company like they do here with Bell.
He repeatedly referred to himself as a hustler on these streets. I hustle. I'm a hustler on these streets. I got to keep safe.
Anyone that sells you anything that calls himself a hustler is a fucking idiot.
The best is, what do they think in Arkansas? They're like, yeah, that speaks to us.
Yeah.
That speaks to everyone. We get it.
You know, I hope they bring back The Apprentice so that he can be one of the participants.
But Trump has to host it again. Yeah. He's Trump. Been oddly quiet.
Oh, but he announced that it was going to run in 2024.
That was a while ago, but he's been quiet recently. And there's so much happening. I'm waiting for him to tweet about Cuomo.
He can't tweet.
That's why.
Yeah.
Just he should reach out to us and we'll just tweet for him. So stupid.
Did you see that he had made a website with all of his tweets and shit?
Yeah, but it's dumb. Who's going to go to another website to look at tweets? Yeah, because it's who would do that?
Yeah.
You have to be obsessed with this guy to go to another website to get tweets that are not really tweets. I mean, they're his ideas.
Yeah. We'll see what's going to happen in 2024.
It's too long to wait. I'm focusing on the hilarity that's happening all around me right now, Poseidon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's a whole... I sent to Poseidon last night, but he probably forgot. There was this situation in a baseball game.
I pulled that up, too.
Pull that up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a situation at a baseball game where they were facing each other, and on camera, they got upset, like the commentators, because they go when an opposing player went to take the... what is it? The stand, the mound? Where the fuck do these people bat? I don't like baseball.
Yeah. The plate?
The plate, that's it. They were using racial slurs against him. Some guy in the crowd kept dropping the N-bomb.
Oh, it's because of the mascot.
It's because of the mascot. So he was, then you see the video, what he was saying is he was calling over the mascot, whose name is Dinger, and he's like, Dinger! 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 And they're like, this is unacceptable. This guy's there trying to swing at the ball, and he's repeatedly calling, and then they had to find the actual guy, and the guy's like, what are you guys talking about? I'm not racist. I was calling over the mascot. And then there's an actual video of the guy's there with the bat. He's not even looking at him. He's looking over. He's like, Dinger! Dinger! So that guy's getting ready to swing, and in his head, he's like, holy shit, this is a hostile environment.
Yeah, I pulled up the video for the fans to show.
Dinger.
Also.
Yeah, so now they're saying that maybe they're going to have to change the mascot's name. But you can't do that for everything.
Like, it's crazy, though, that they changed the names of, like, the Cleveland Indians before the Dinger guy. Because this has had to have happened a million times.
But it's Dinger. I mean, we can't change stuff that rhymes. Because then if that's the case, then this is no longer a ringer on my phone.
Yeah.
Right? It's a ring ring or something. Like, we can't. That's absurd now.
Yeah.
That's absurd. I don't care if it's adjacent, if it rhymes, if it doesn't mean, you know. And Dinger, isn't that what you say when you hit something really hard? It's a Dinger.
I don't know.
Yeah. It would have been funny if the guy came out and said, I sezzed it. Yeah. What mascot?
Yeah. I saw him. He's an entrepreneur. He's coming here. He's hustling that baseball.
Yeah. He's trying to get me to get vaccinated. He's trying to get me to take that shot. So I calls him as I sees him. And I saw myself a Dinger. But yeah, so he was calling the mascot. I felt bad because it's obvious when you see the video that the guy wasn't even looking at the player. He was looking at the mascot. He's like, Dinger, Dinger, they're calling him over.
You know what they should do to fuck with people is to get a white version of that mascot and call him Winger.
Winger. But how funny is that they right away, they issued an apology before they even investigated.
Oh, really?
So they issued an apology, like we're very sorry, it's disrespectful, it's unacceptable that our fan was using racial slurs. And the guy's like, I never used a racial slur.
Oh, God. That must suck for that guy. Because I saw that story before they announced that he wasn't using the N-word. And so I just saw a picture of a fat guy. Yeah, and you could tell he wasn't even yelling at the plate. He's yelling. I thought he was, like, ordering hot dogs or something. And then
and one for the Dinger.
But then, yeah, everyone you work with, they go, God damn, Jeff went to see a baseball game and started yelling at the players.
He just started dropping N-bombs. Yeah, he got really heated.
Fuck.
He's either really into baseball.
Jeff is always nice with Daniel.
Yeah.
He probably hates him.
Yeah. It's just funny. He's trying to explain. He's like, either he's really into baseball or he's got some issues. Yeah.
Did Lamont piss him off?
Yeah. I don't know. That camp, that vaccination ad really seemed to have bothered him. Oh, dude, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah, so I saw it and I was laughing. Cause I'm like, imagine being that guy and having your wife yell at you. Why are you dropping N-bombs? What's going on? He's like, I never dropped an N-bomb. It's all over the news. And you see yourself.
Yeah.
And when you hear it, it does sound like
I never heard him.
Oh, yeah. It's on one of the Twitter videos. And it does sound like it if you don't know what's going on. And if you never heard the word Dinger, you know? So, and it really, but it sounds also ridiculous because he keeps yelling. He's like, Dinger, over here, Dinger, Dinger, Dinger. So if you're hearing it fast and you're assuming the worst, you're like, Jesus Christ, this guy's crazy.
And there's a lot of ambient noise at a baseball stadium. Yeah. Like, a lot of shit happening at the same time. So you just, especially if you hear just the end.
Yeah. Like, but that's what's, and because he kept saying it, so it just kept lumping in together, which is hilarious.
It reminds me of a video I saw recently on TikTok, and somebody's like, we got to cancel the Lamborghini exhausts now because they kept revving and it sounded like the N-word.
It did not sound like
what?
That.
Yeah, you haven't seen that?
Because it goes, it makes the Inger sound like Dinger.
Oh,
but we
can't, Christ.
Guys, we're gonna fail society if we keep doing this.
God damn,
like,
it.
It feels like, you know what, it's starting to feel like there's not enough actual racism to keep up with how much we were told that there is around us.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like now we're grasping at straws.
We need another war.
Yeah.
Like a race war?
No. Not a, like we need to get invaded.
By who?
I don't know.
Wait, you want us to get invaded?
Well, we have no choice.
Why can't we do the invading?
Yeah.
Well, because, bro, look, we've been invading.
I haven't invaded
look
nowhere.
At how shit's been going.
I haven't invaded a single place or a person.
No, but not you particularly, but the countries, Canada and the United States.
Who has Canada invaded?
Canada has never invaded anyone. We're the fucking beta.
No, we haven't invaded, but, you know, we go along with the United States.
Well, yeah, but that's not the same thing. Yeah. Canada's more
we
like
go
this.
We go along. We're like, oh, shit, okay, we hate them now.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
We're like, you don't want to fuck with, right? They don't want to fuck with us?
Yeah. You don't want to. Is America still a superpower? Just before we tell Germany to fuck off?
Yeah. But that's why Trudeau now, he's giving out mixed signals with China. Yeah. He's like, we don't bend the knee to China. Are you mad at China? Are they? Yeah. Who's our friends? The Chinese? The Americans? Like, that's what he started doing now.
Yeah.
We don't bend the... Well, actually, we'll bend the knee, sir. Yeah. Well, you could come here. Yeah, we don't invade, though. We're not invaders.
No, I know. Yeah.
I love how people are, though, now that a lot of people say, we've never seen this much racism. We've never been this racist. And this is the best time in ever. The history of the world for anyone that's not white. It's not perfect, but it's the best time.
It's ever been.
Yeah.
It's never been as good. It's only going to get better.
Yeah, exactly.
It is pretty hilarious when you say that. You're like, this is as racist as it's ever been. It's never been worse. And then you talk to old black people or any Jewish people that have family, you know, from World War II, and they're like, what? Yeah. I was like, I was put on trains. The other guy's like, I wasn't allowed to vote.
Yeah.
I had my own water fountain. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We have made strides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people, you know, they got nothing
Speaking of racism, I was staying at my country house this week because I had a series of shows in Quebec City. My house is like an hour from Quebec City.
I found out, yeah.
And Preach was there with me. And in the little town I live in, they wanted to show Preach that they're not racist, right? Because Preach is a black guy. And my neighbor started explaining how he knows a black man. And he said, I used to work with a black guy.
That's how he started. That's a good opening line.
And he goes,
perhaps you know him.
That's a great icebreaker. Yeah.
He goes, I used to work with a black guy. We used to call him Snow White. And then when French, he's like, we on l'appelait Blanche Neige, we'd call him Snow White. And he goes, we used to work on the trains. And this one time, we were taking a train down to America. And when we entered America and they opened up, we were in one of the box carts. We had tied up Snow White in one of the carts. And then we'd taken a shirt off and we were pretending to whip him. So when the customs guys opened the box cart door, they saw three white guys whipping a black guy. he was like, listen, the Americans did not find that funny.
You fake, bro.
The problem with customs, they don't have a sense of humor.
But he's telling this story to a black man.
Yeah.
And I guess he thought the Preach would go, that's that stupid Americans.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
What was Preach's reaction?
He was like just looking forward, like staring, going, what the fuck? What the fuck? Because it's not, my neighbor's not, he was just trying to relate.
He's just a local buffoon.
Yeah, it was so fucking funny. And he was saying how the Americans did think that was funny. And I was like, I don't think Snow White thought that that was funny either.
Yeah. Why would they call him Snow White?
What are you guys doing to me? Yeah, he's tied up. He sees customs officers with guns drawn opening the doors. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. That's insane. How did they think of that? Did he participate? Did you think they tied him up?
Yeah, but he helped them or he let them tie him up, but it's just fucking weird. But it's different times. So
that happened a month ago.
Yeah, that happened. That happened a month ago.
It's funny if he'd be like, it was different times, man, pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, different world. Yeah. We can't get away with anything anymore.
God damn.
Can't tie up a black man on a train no more.
I wonder what happened to Snow White if he just lives a life like that. That's his coworkers.
Every day he'd probably just go home and drink himself to sleep.
He beats up his wife.
Yeah, he'd probably go home, go to the basement, and his wife was like, how was your day? I don't want to talk about it.
I can't handle these white people anymore.
Now I want to know why they called him Snow White, though.
Obviously, it's ironic.
Because he wasn't white.
Like when people call you tiny, skinny, smart. The same thing.
Hey there, genius.
Hey, smart guy. Hey, you're like a scientist, ain't you? Like all that stuff, it's the same reasoning.
Sir, I'm a mathematician.
Yeah, it's irony. So how'd you like the roast battles?
They were fun. Yeah, I was judging the roast battles in Quebec City. They were a lot of fun.
And is this like a yearly event, a monthly? They're just filming all of them now and they're releasing?
They're filming them now because it's the company, it's the Quebec City Festival that produces them. So they're doing them during the festival and then they're going to air on TV, I don't know, I guess this winter.
Is there any like regular TV?
Yeah, well, one of the cable channels.
Okay.
Like Canal Z.
Does anyone watch that stuff?
No, no one watches TV anymore. And it was funny because the warm up guy. He was like, "We're doing a TV show that's perfect for people that don't watch TV anymore because it's all jokes, like it's all mean jokes that if it's exactly the type of TV I'd watch, but I don't watch TV.
Why don't they put it on the internet?
I don't know." It's I don't know. The people with TV have a lot of money.
And Netflix is losing a lot of money, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were, last I checked, apparently they were hemorrhaging subscribers every month. And they don't know what to do. I have an idea. Podcasts. Mm. Yeah, they should get some exclusive live podcasts.
Didn't they say that they were going to start doing podcasts?
I never heard that.
I'd heard they were going to do podcasts, and then I was like, oh, shit, we might make some money out of this. But then I saw it was they're going to do podcasts about their shows.
Oh, that's stupid.
So they'll be like, all right, we're going to have a Black Mirror podcast.
They're so dumb. It's almost like some of these people don't understand how to make money nowadays, because all they would need was to just get exclusive rights for a new podcast, let's say with Schultz or Tim Dillner, a good podcast.
Yeah.
Get the rights to it, and it's only there.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
How did Spotify figure it out and no one else did?
They lost 400,000 subscribers on Tuesday.
What?
On Tuesday? Jesus
Netflix.
Christ.
Netflix, yeah.
Why Tuesday?
They announced they're not going to be carrying my special.
Well, they said it on Tuesday, sorry.
Okay.
And kind of in the most recent quarter. Sorry, I misphrased that.
Okay. That's still a lot.
Yeah, because one day. You know what would be perfect, though? If that was the day that, like, Amy Schumer's special came out.
That would have been amazing. Like, fuck this, I'm tired.
But Netflix has... Like, whenever I open my TV, I always do the same thing. I open Netflix first, then I go to Crave, and I haven't seen anything really worthwhile on Netflix in a while.
I watched something recently on Netflix. Two things. One was,
the DeLorean thing?
No, I didn't see it yet. Is it good?
I did like it. If you know anything about John DeLorean, you don't really learn anything.
I don't know anything about him.
Oh, you're going to fucking love it. He was a fucking nutcase.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
He's a nutcase.
And a shyster.
But the Cocaine Cowboys documentary is on.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, he was an entrepreneur. Okay. Yeah. The Cocaine Cowboys documentary, the miniseries is on.
Is that good?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was so much fun. They went fucking wild, these Cocaine Cowboys.
Yeah.
You saw it?
I think I watched only the... how many? There's multiple seasons, I think.
Well, this one is the new one, the new season. There's like a few episodes, like 5-6 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's really cool how they... But it's just also stupid. Like, you would assume that you try to keep a low profile. So these guys were bringing in like thousands of fucking pounds of they were bringing in tons of coke, okay? And instead of keeping a low profile... They were professional, like, what is it, like boat racers. Like, they were winning world championships, so everybody knows who they are, like, for boat racing. And just to own these boats and to race, it costs you a few million dollars. So now it's like, how are you entering and having these boats if you're not declaring any income? How are you living that lifestyle? Yeah. And then one of the guys, like, the ringleader, he would get arrested in California. And, like, we finally got this guy, like, under a pseudonym. And then he'd fucking pay bail and get the fuck out of prison. And they're looking for him. And he's back in Miami, and but then they're seeing him on TV. It's just absurd. Oh, it's completely absurd. But there was so many cool stories about it. Oh. There was like, you know, they're ratting each other out, and then one guy. It's so funny because they went and they pled not guilty, and there was overwhelming evidence against them. But they planted people in the jury, and they didn't know that they were planted, right? To fuck with all the other jury members, so they all kind of agreed. Yeah, you know what? The court didn't make a good case about these guys, even though it was a mountain of evidence. It was obvious that they were doing this. And they go, we find them not guilty. Dude, even their own lawyers were like, what? It was the funniest fucking thing. And people were celebrating and saying, like, the system is broken.
Yeah.
But also, like, these guys, when you're bringing in all that fucking, all those drugs, bro, like, you think you're unstoppable, so you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, there was Randy Lanier, who was a race car driver, but like he apparently lived like a very wild lifestyle, was a drug dealer and all that kind of shit.
You don't have to, like, especially if you're successful.
Drug trafficker, sorry.
Yeah, he does it in traffic. But there's another, Netflix all about drugs these days. It's in German though, so I refuse to watch it, but my girlfriend gives me all the info. There was this German kid
Who?
Oh, the guy that sold shit online?
Yeah, since he was 14.
As soon as I saw the trailer for that, I was like, oh shit, this is going to be good. But then I saw it was dubbed. And it's not, I wouldn't even mind watching a German documentary if it was subtitles.
It is.
Really?
Okay. I think so, because she's watching it in German, she told me, and it's like she's reading the subtitles.
Okay, the trailer was in like dubbed in English.
Oh, that I wouldn't do.
Oh, fuck. But I don't even know. Like, I can watch a thing in Spanish with subtitles, because Spanish, you kind of understand it.
And it's a fun language.
Yeah, but
I don't want to hear, Wagen Schluven, Ivan Yoden. I don't want to hear that. Yeah.
You're always hiding your gold.
Yeah, I'm calling Aaron Brooke. I'm like, hide.
This kid just sold drugs, right? Like a regular website, right?
Yeah, if I understand it correctly, he was 14 and his parents weren't really around. You know, like he was like the latchkey kid. And one of his friends who was selling some drugs showed him the dark web. And he was looking at it and goes, I bet you I can kind of do this. Maybe I could sell drugs doing this. And the guy's like, you don't have the balls. He's like, you don't have the balls. So then the kid fucking did it. And what he did is he started an enterprise. He was 14. He did it all by himself, Poseidon. He's very, you should take some tips.
Take notes,
Not about drugs, but about how industrious he was. He was running an empire at 14 all by himself. Essentially what he would do is go to the dark web. He found all this stuff, like where to buy drugs, all that, to ship it to his house. Then he would take cool photos of all the drugs. And he created a website that was on the regular web to sell to people. And by selling it, he would mail it to them. And apparently the German Postal Service is very, very, they're super strict. And they get if you bring it to the postal office in Germany before 3 p.m., it'll arrive the next day anywhere in Germany, the next morning. Really? So he was sending out drugs like that. And they're not allowed to open packages. And you know how he got caught? A package went to the wrong place. Okay. And it just so happened it went to some bitch cop.
Oh, what?
And she went to her neighbors, like, did you guys order anything off eBay or whatever? Have it? And they're like, no. And then she did a federal offense. They don't talk about this, but it is. She opened mail that was not directed to her. And that's when they started
fuck.
Yeah. That's what happened. So if anything, she should be arrested.
Yeah. I know a guy who mailed some weed to himself. A Canadian guy that mailed weed to himself in the States. And it got there.
Yeah. Mail's mail's pretty efficient.
God damn.
Well, there used to be the thing when I was young, but for sure they stopped doing that now at the pharmacy. If you find dumb clerks, because you used to be able to get boxes. Remember this?
No.
You could walk around the pharmacy and throw stuff in one of their mailboxes. Like, they have the boxes where you could buy it. So you just pay for the box, right? Huh? Throw it in while you're walking around, throw it in, close it, put your own address, and mail it at the post office in the back.
And then so you leave. Could steal shit. Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Hey, you're not stealing anything. They're the ones who left the store with it. You never left the store with it.
That's genius.
But there's no way. Now they stop it because too many people did it back when I was young.
I had a friend that he never stole stuff, but he did that
a few times?
Christmas cards.
Oh, fuck.
He'd always just go to the pharmacy, find a Christmas card, right? And then just buy a stamp. So it'd cost him a stamp.
Yeah, and just mail it.
That's smart too.
Yeah. it's just so stupid.
It was much easier to do crimes back in the day.
I had a friend in high school who would walk into stores, put stuff in his pocket, and if he didn't get caught, he would walk out.
Yeah, that's just like not thinking. That's just directly stealing stuff.
That is brilliant.
But then, let's say he got stopped. He got caught in the store, and they're like, "Hey, you're stealing." He'll be like, "No, I'm not. I'm just putting it in my pockets until I get to the cash. You don't know if I'm stealing or not."
Oh, I hate people like that.
Apparently
that's so
it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently it worked.
Like, he would steal shit.
But of course, you just described the guy stealing.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think, though, now, like, something...
Bro, this guy stole something and it worked.
Something that's way easier now is since people bring their own grocery bags to stores. So you can, when I go grocery shopping, I don't use a cart. I just put shit in my bag, and then at the end, I give them my bag.
Yeah.
So you could technically do that and walk out.
Well, you know what you do now, which is crazy? I'm not going to do it, but because at my grocery store, they give you a scanner in the beginning, and if you have your own bags, you could scan as you go.
Okay.
And then at the end, all you got to do is scan the scanner and pay for what you got. So I'm sure...
Oh, no one.
I'm sure people are not scanning stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only idiot that even if there's one item, it's normally raspberries that don't fucking scan, I have to go in the front and be like, can you fucking put this in the thing? But I guarantee I'm the only idiot that does that. Everybody else just takes it.
Yeah, I've seen people online saying, like, when they go through the self-serve shit, they go, ah, me, I always steal at least one article. I'm not working for free. Fuck this shit.
Oh, no, I never steal anything from that. Because dude, imagine my career comes down to that. Local comedian steals bananas. Yeah. Like, you don't want that. But but I don't like, and also I don't like the fact that they're always hovering over me.
Mm. What do you mean?
Like, I don't like people come around like, you need some help? I go, if you want to bag it for me. No, okay, so fuck off.
Really?
Like, yeah, I could scan my own shit. I don't need help. Yeah. Robots are doing it for me.
Nobody hovers around me to help me.
Well, they don't want to be around you. It's the smell.
Ah, that's what it is.
They look at you like, look at that that beautifully smelling guy. Irony.
Yeah.
I had a... I saw a thing out in the country once. I was doing a gig in some fucking shit town, and my opening act was like, we're driving, and he goes, stop at that potato stand. I didn't even know
potato stand.
Potato stands existed.
With children running it?
What? And he goes, no, there's a potato stand.
Why are you saying it like it's a normal thing?
A potato stand. So we turn around, and then there's a sign. It's written $10 for a small bag of $2 for a small bag of potatoes, $10 big bag, whatever the price was. But there wasn't anyone there. There was just bags and then a cup, and then you'd put the money in the cup and leave with the potatoes.
What?
And I was like,
the honor system for potatoes.
Yeah, and I was like, that's... I guess it makes sense, though, because the guy probably sells 3 bags of max a day. So he's selling $8 worth of potatoes. So you're not going to pay someone like $80 a day
to sell $8
fucking stand.
So he just leaves it there.
And then I was like, I get that he doesn't care that people steal potatoes, but
can't
I was like,
the money?
Couldn't you just steal the money? But then I guess not, because if he's not selling enough to hire someone, he's not selling enough to make it worthwhile stealing.
You could pull a Home Alone too. Yeah. The sticky bandits. Yeah. You pretend you're putting money in, your hands are taped, and you just take whatever in there. We're the sticky bandits. Oh, speaking of Home Alone, so they were recording the intellectuals, him and his boy, Guido Grasso Jr.
Yes.
The Italians.
What? Yeah, the Italians, the perverts. The weirdest thing. So I call him. I was coming back from that open mic I was doing, and he's like, everything okay? He's like, yeah, I'm here, fine. Guido was crying. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are these people crying?
Guido was crying?
Yeah, because what happened is because he's changing his medication, right? So it's fucking with him, but he doesn't want to. He's not emotional. He's having a Larry David moment where the meds are changing. Like Larry David, one time they gave him estrogen by accident, so he was acting like a bitch. No. So that's what's happened to him. He goes, dude, I was sitting there. I was talking to my chef. There was no reason. And I started bawling in front of my employee. He goes, so he's living like Larry David. He keeps fucking with him. So we come to the show and we're all amped and motivated. And I don't know what the fuck happened, but literally after 10 minutes, it just went off the rails. The entire show after the first 10 minutes is going to come out this week. I'm doing a character. I'm doing a character that we made up during the show. We developed a backstory for this weird character. And it just evolved. It was one of those moments, you know, where you're just building on it. And by the end of it, I couldn't speak normally by the end of the show. I just kept doing the voice.
You went full method.
I went full method. What was the voice? Alphonse for Joe. Yeah, it was like that. So the whole time. So they're saying stuff and I was just, but it you're going to see when it comes out this week. It actually turned out, like at first I was like, okay, this is too much. And then, you know, you pass that that crevice area where it was too much, and then you built a bridge to the other side where it became funny, and it was just so much fun with these two retards just doing the voice, and him Guido getting mad at the voice because every time he's trying to talk to me seriously I would be in character. So it was just something. It was magical.
Did he cry speaking to Alphonse or no?
No, because I made fun of him before. I told him don't cry, because I explained to him, I go, this is, you have to see it as a funny thing because it's, the meds are fucking with you. So it's just like Larry David. It's just you, it's not because you're actually emotional. It's because for some reason it's uncontrollable.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, I'm like a woman. I don't know the fuck I'm crying for no reason. And I go, that's what happens. That's when, but it's crazy because that's how we are, right? It's all like chemicals. So it was just, it was a crazy episode. Fucking Alphonse for Joe. Yeah, that's his name. But you see it in the episode. We don't have a name in the beginning. It evolves during other jokes. And then it just comes around. And even for Joe.
Is for Joe supposed to be like short for Fitzgerald?
No.
Or it's an actual last name?
No. When it comes out, people are going to see more of it. But essentially what happens is it came from another joke. We were just talking about Starbucks. Because he was like, what do you say when someone, when they ask for your name, you know, since your name is Guido and everything. And then he's like, I just say Gi to make it easy for people here. And then him, because he has the mind of a 3-year-old, like, why don't you just say gay? Like, that was his. So Guido got mad that his joke was so elementary. He's like, yeah, no, I'm just going to say faggot. I'm just going to say faggot. Like, so they would get mad. So in order to break the ice, I said, you should say that. And then when the guy has to call your name out, you go, sir, it's pronounced for Joe. and you make him feel weird, and it's spelled the exact same way, but it's pronounced for Joe. It's of the old British family. I'm from Wales. I'm from the Wales for Joes. So, and then it evolved into that, and it became a whole fucking like a whole bit. Yeah, it was
actually funny though, making people feel either racist or homophobic.
Yeah, yeah, it became a whole thing. It was hilarious.
Starbucks. And we're going to film the reaction.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking the reaction because somebody's like, faggot. It's pronounced for Joe, madam. Yeah. it would be hilarious. So I actually had a lot of fun with these cocksuckers. Yeah, it was a good experience yesterday. Yeah. They were super motivated and they let me riff with them. And it was good. Because normally they get mad.
Okay.
One fights with the other one.
We do?
Yeah.
I never realized.
We got married for him.
Oh, but that was...
At one point, he started snapping because Guido wouldn't let him finish the sentence.
But I was just fucking around also. I wasn't actually mad.
You son of a bitch! He's saying he shakes when he gets mad now. Yeah, he got a new haircut, so he fucking shakes when he gets mad.
Because now it doesn't hair whip, right? So
Hair whip. Yeah, I kept using the H. Yeah.
Hey, did you... So you met your girl's parents?
Yes.
Mm.
How was that?
Good. Smooth sailing.
Did you bring a gift mom? What'd you bring?
I brought to the family.
Edible undies?
No, galacto burrico.
Okay. Oh, it's delicious.
Yes, yes. They liked it.
Oh, nice.
They ate it in front of you?
Yes.
Did you have some?
Yes, I did.
Interesting.
Are you not supposed to?
No, I'm just saying it would have been funny if you gave it to her and then she's like, thank you. And you're like, yeah, okay, let's go cut us a couple pieces.
No, I let them have first. I'm not retarded. Qua?
Cut us a couple pieces. Let's go. And then you go to the dad. Hey, you want to get your bitch to start working? What's going on here? He's just belligerent the whole time.
But they were very chill. They were very welcoming, warm.
Yeah? They didn't have any issues with you dating their daughter?
None.
Huh.
So long as I, you know, I'm respectful and everything.
I would have had so many questions. Well, like, my daughter's 22. Yep. You're 47?
Yeah.
There's a problem.
Listen here, sir.
Yeah.
Listen here, sir. I know my daughter is dating your son. Yeah. Where is he?
That would have been amazing. Oh, I didn't know we were going to meet the dads, huh? So where's your boy?
I can't.
What is your boy up to? I'm shit. The boy. Oh. Fuck.
Ah, shit, that was a good
How old's the dad? He's like 50?
Yeah, about.
Okay, he's not old.
Yeah, no, does he look something. Like some people that are 50 look like they're 40, some look like they're 60?
No, he seems his age, I find.
Okay.
He seems his age?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Like,
why did he seem... Oh, you mean looks-wise?
He seems his age. Yeah. He talked about Friends and Seinfeld.
Yeah. Big fan of Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer?
Big Matt Lauer guy.
Yeah. All he did was talk about Matt Lauer.
A lot of Matlock references.
Yeah. Matt Lauer, I don't know who that is.
He asked me to watch MASH.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
Yeah, it's very weird, yeah. He kept referring to
Matt,
Bruce Jenner.
Matt Lauer used to be a TV guy, and then he lost his job because it came out that he was Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he was in the...
So he was perverted.
Yeah.
Italian, sir. It's a genetic thing. It's not a choice.
How do you say me too in Italian?
Like this.
Hold on.
Me too.
Ancho.
Ancho.
Ancho. Yeah, he was caught in the Ancho movement.
Yeah, hashtag Ancho.
Hashtag Ancho. I heard you got a hashtag Ancho. Yeah, bro, you don't know the half of it. I'm not even Italian. I got really rattled.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I'm actually going to use that if ever it, I get caught in some sort of sexual scandal. I'm going to pretend like I'm from Italy. I'll be like, get a 19 and me thing. I'll spit in it. You'll see.
Rape. No.
Mamma mia. Yeah,
mamma mia. No rape. Italian. What? Yeah, you know, European trophies, cars, style. Come on.
Stop being such a sissy.
Oh, and I saw his brother. His brother was fighting with someone, another Italian guy in New York on CNN.
Okay.
And the Italian guy in New York's telling him to go fuck himself, like, on CNN.
On air?
Yeah, he's like, what do you want? He's like, you've decided you're not going to wear masks in your restaurant and that people don't have to have don't have to show you proof of vaccine? He's like, yeah, that's exactly what I did. He goes, fuck off. And then he goes, why? Don't you care about people? He's like, shut up. He goes, oh, you don't care about people? If you want to take this seriously? He goes, you don't take this seriously. He tells him, don't you remember when you got caught? He goes, when you were supposed to be quarantining, but you were out and about yelling at people? He's like, my wife was that. And he was getting super defensive. His brother, it was the funniest thing. And then when he hung up, he goes, this is what I hate. That stupid Italian-American stereotype. And they think we're all like that. All macho and manly.
Wait, what?
What? Yeah. What? Like, what the fuck's he saying, bro? It was the funniest fucking thing. Yeah. He was super mad. Yeah, because the guy was telling him, fuck you, it's my restaurant. I'm letting everyone in. He goes, I don't give a shit.
With his right.
Yeah. And then he goes, don't you feel fucking stupid doing that? And the guy's like, no, go fuck yourself. He goes, you're saying this, but you didn't even quarantine. Mm. You were out and about and he was fighting with people. Remember that? He was supposed to be quarantining when he got COVID. And then he wanted to buy a new house. So he was going to check out whatever. And then somebody saw him and he's like, hey, dickhead. Didn't you say on CNN that you have COVID, you should quarantine right now? And he's like, mind your own fucking business. Like, you, my business, yeah. Fuck you. You're supposed to be quarantined. You said it's dangerous. You told everyone in America and you have the disease.
Yeah.
He goes, so he started fighting and shit and it was on cell phone camera.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I saw that.
And then he did a fake video a week later where he came out of the basement. It's the first time I get to see my family. We saw a video of you out with your family yelling at strangers.
What the fuck goes through their head? Do they think people are just retarded?
No. People are retarded. That's what it is. People are dumb.
A lot of people too don't see, like, I didn't see the video of him fighting.
Mm.
So I didn't even know.
I'm on the internet, so I see it.
I guess he just figured if I don't talk about it, it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's the internet is fucked up. He was telling me right before we started about a guy who's the Chris Chan guy. He's I don't know if he's a YouTuber or a message, I'm going to say message board, it probably makes me sound old. I don't know what he does on the internet, but he's famous on the internet. Like, there's all these internet characters.
Okay.
He's one of them.
Chris Chan.
Yeah. Deceptively not Asian. And
I thought it was an Asian person, so I'm not going to lie.
Because the name. But from what Poseidon was telling me before the show, he is a heinous, disgusting criminal, and he's been arrested.
So
for non-YouTube related crimes, if I understand correctly.
So this guy... I don't know where to start. I'm just going to bring it up for people also. He's, I guess, still a man, but transgender. And now Christine Chandler. So it goes by Chris Chan.
Okay. But he became an Asian lady?
No, he became just a fat chick.
Okay, a fat chick. All right.
Yeah.
It's a strong demographic. I just think it looks like a man with long hair.
So he's not even putting effort into it.
Yeah.
He looks like it's ma'am.
Even worse.
No. Okay. Macho Man, Tranny Savage, put some effort into it.
Okay.
Like, we're being mean only because Macho Man was fighting and being an asshole. Mm. If Macho Man wasn't being an asshole, nobody would have started shit with him.
But this guy, all he did was wear girl clothes and put some eyeshadow.
He tried. He gave it a go.
Well, he put a fat man's effort in.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which is fine. You know, yeah. I'm not.
I'm not hating on that.
But on July 30th, before July 30th, Chandler wrote that she herself had dreams of having sex with her mother, though she never acted on them.
Odd behavior for a fat girl.
And she had defended, remember there was that incest situation in Mexico with a guy and his mother?
No.
He defended,
I don't remember that. Why would I remember that?
I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember it. I don't know why I said
that. Wait, why did you say, do you remember?
I don't remember why I said that.
Do you remember that thing?
But
what are you watching?
And he defended the incest. And then,
but what if your mom is hot? Like, what was the defense?
On July 30th.
Is his mom a good-looking lady?
No, his mother has dementia.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
That's odd.
But I mean,
it's always the first kiss.
I think the dude
It's always like the first time, every time. She screams like it was.
I think the guy was just down bad because.
Down bad.
If your mom has dementia, though, she doesn't even know it's incest, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's
she's
what
like,
happened.
Oh, no, this, I didn't know I was attracted to ugly ladies.
Yeah.
But look, I think it's a dude that still has his cock that just identifies as female. Anyways.
That's what I gathered.
Yeah. So, he said, I've never acted on it, but then.
So why is the news story? Telling people?
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. That's retarded. Like, if I've never had sexual fantasies about my mom, but if I did, I wouldn't be like, I really want to have sex with my mom. I won't, though. All right. Cool. Just yeah, wanted seriously. To put that out there.
So, Mike, do you want ice or?
Yeah.
But then on July 30th, it is alleged that a supposed Kiwi Farms, I have no idea what the fuck that is, user.
What do you mean? Kiwi Farms?
What's Kiwi Farms?
They're farming kiwis.
Yeah.
No. It's like an online thing.
No. It's a website for people that want to buy seeds for kiwis.
Everyone, you have those here? Yeah.
How the fuck do you think I started my kiwi garden?
Yeah. Avocado spread comes from there too, yeah.
Internet site. I don't know. Exactly. I don't know what's that about?
It's like Amazon, but just
checking
for
your
kiwi
browser
seeds.
Before.
Hey, dude, if you, by the way, I forgot to mention.
Yes.
Because someone told me, because he keeps searching weird shit. And my accounts are logged in there.
Well, I have no choice.
If I get scammed, like phishing scams or anything like that, like you go to the wrong site, they get my details, I get frauded, the beating you're going to get,
Poseidon. How would that be my issue? You could get frauded at the depaneur,
I'm saying if I get frauded here.
How would you?
If I get frauded from the internet, if my email accounts get frauded.
Okay, but how do you know it was my fault or not?
If they get frauded, it's 100% your fault because I go to the same 5 sites.
Well, look, man, I got to search shit up.
Not when it warns you to not go to a goddamn site.
It didn't warn me.
It warned you.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm going to beat you savagely if that happens.
Down, bro.
No, because all the accounts are locked in.
How do you want me to bring up stories?
Dude, no one's talking about news sites. We're saying whenever you go to the fucking dark web and all these fucking weird incest porn sites.
It was the Kiwi Farms website. It's not in the dark web, bro.
You can trust Kiwi Farms. If we can't trust KiwiFarms.com.
You can't be this stupid. .net. It's never go to a .net.
Yeah, KiwiFarms.com is safe. KiwiFarms.net. That's fucking dark web territory.
God damn, bro.
I'm telling you, if I get fired.
Kiwi Farms.
So listen.
So it's KiwiFarms.net. That means, can you just go on KiwiFarms.com to see who took that? Because the KiwiFarms.net guy, that was definitely a plan B.
Your connection is not private. Attackers. No, I'm going back. Apparently, it's even worse.com.
I'm talking. Right, Poseidon,
I guess I'm gonna get
you're in store. You're in store for a wheelchair. You're gonna look way older than your father-in-law. Fuck.
Hey, man, you're on fucking... Okay, he leaked a 9-minute phone call in a series of screenshots, which they claimed came from a conversation they had with Chandler.
Who's they?
Who leaked this?
Did Chandler? This guy keeps getting a lot of trolls.
What's his name again? Joe?
Christine Chandler.
Okay. What was the name when he was a dude? Was it Christopher?
Possible.
So where does Chris Chan come from?
It's a euphemism. It's a religious thing. He's trying to tell people he's Christian. Oh, that's probably it, though. Maybe. Chris Chan. It sounds like Christian.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Christian. Chris Chan.
He saw Jesus with the long hair and the beard, and he was like, I'm a tranny, too. It's crazy, though. If you become, like, if I became trans... I'd pick a name that you know right away is a woman's name. I wouldn't call myself Chris or Pat
or Bartholomew.
No, that's a username online that he or she uses. And basically, it was a user pretending to be a woman called Bella.
Oh, I like that. That sounds awesome. I've already fallen for it.
Shit. Yeah, because apparently this guy was lonely and shit. That's what
think?
That's what down bad means.
What does down bad mean?
Down bad means like you're so lonely, you're just down bad. You'll fuck.
Oh, like you're down emotionally.
You'll fuck your dementia mom.
Yeah, you'll fuck your dementia ridden mother.
I didn't know there was a word for it.
Yeah, it's called
down bad.
Down bad.
That sounds like a country song.
Yeah. I was down bad.
Down bad, you made me feel down good.
I was down bad, so my mother's feeling worse.
God damn. So this user who pretended to be Bella posted screenshots.
That was actually Ugla. Yeah.
Posted screenshots and a phone call recording of Chris Chan admitting to repeatedly banging his 79-year-old mother.
Okay. Whoa, bro. Information.
Saying that had been recurring 3 times a week since late June.
Jesus. Fuck.
The text messages also reference Chandler's mother allegedly having memory problems.
This poor old lady.
Fuck.
Christ. She's living in a home where people died of COVID, and she's the unlucky one.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that, and he's bragging about her memory problems. She's like, my back hurts. I don't know why. He's like, let me remind you. This is...
August 1st, got arrested.
So now he's in jail?
Yep.
She's in jail.
Oh, is she going to lady prison?
He was in a man's prison.
Okay, good.
He's going to get banged.
Yeah, I hope
he's going to get...
He's going to be the mom with dementia in there.
Yeah. He's going to develop dementia.
I'm going to fuck the memory out of you.
Literally.
Yeah, somebody's going to know the story. Like, I heard I heard about what you did to your mom.
Imagine...
Guess what? It's Mother's Day here today, and you're the mom.
You know how rapists and child molesters in jail get people hate them? I'm pretty sure, though, someone that bangs their mom must scare prisoners. They must be like, what are you in here for? Rape. You raped? I raped my mom. What? Jesus.
I would agree with you, Mike, but not if you look like this guy.
Okay.
Looks like a goblin.
He looks like a really, either a chick that really let herself go or just a guy that really let himself go that looks a bit like a chick, but also.
Either
like
way, this thing let itself go.
Yeah.
That mom, though, she must have been a shitty mom.
She's 80.
I mean, not to get to raise a son that wants to eventually bang you. You did something wrong. Or your husband did something wrong.
I've thought of that many times. I still can't. I'm with you. I mostly think nurture over nature. But there are these fucking weird cases that I see. Yeah. Like where, like, I know the family, and let's say it's like 3 kids, and 2 are awesome, and 1's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know.
What does Chris Chan's brothers or sisters
do? Does he have any?
Be crazy if we found out they all fucked the dad.
They fucked him to death. Yeah, that's
Chris Chan's sister, Muslim. Muslin.
Muslin. And his other brother, Islam.
God damn. There's some crazy people on the internet.
Yeah.
How famous was this Chris Chan person? Was it like he's a YouTube person?
A YouTuber, maybe YouTube or somewhere YouTube. Else on the internet. That's why I tell people, like, people think that, like, they call us YouTubers. We're not YouTubers. We're not aware of anything. Like, one of the platforms that the shows are on is YouTube, but I don't understand the YouTube culture. He gets it way more than I do.
I sort of get it because I find it all very hilarious.
And plus he has those makeup video tutorials.
Oh, yeah.
That he does.
Yeah. Making that.
It'd be amazing if Chris Chan did that.
And he made crazy
that's
money.
That's how he became famous.
I haven't heard about this person since... actually, I had heard about him recently.
You Googled how to fuck my mom.
No. I was going to bring him up on my in-bed show, but I didn't have time. So we brought him up here.
He's the kind of guy you want to bring up in bed, yeah.
Yeah. No, but you know what? You bastard.
I don't even know who this guy is, but he gives off sort of Rocco Magnata vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even more disgusting. Yeah.
But I can't find siblings or anything.
Probably doesn't have, or they're hiding. Because I would admit to that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd go. I
would disown the motherfucker.
I would leave countries.
Remember that guy in Quebec City a couple of years ago? There was a guy that shot up a mosque.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that dickhead?
He's in prison, but he has a twin brother.
Oh.
And I felt really bad for that guy because they showed this kid's picture all over the news.
And this guy's walking into
and
the grocery store?
Has the same face.
Salam alaikum, my bro. What are you throwing stuff at?
Yeah. Yo, that sucks.
Yeah. So yeah. That must, whenever you have a brother or sister that's a fucking piece of garbage.
Yeah.
What a shitty, shitty life.
I have an uncle with the exact same name as me.
Okay.
And he's kind of a piece of shit.
But not like illegal.
No, no, he's just a piece of shit. Okay. Well, one day we're going to find out if it was illegal. But it's just funny because I would hate anything he does. It's the exact same name.
Oh, yeah,
full name. I go, motherfucker, he's going to ruin it for me. Yeah, it must suck if somebody commits a crime and it's your full fucking name.
Especially if it's an embarrassing crime.
Yeah.
Like if your uncle robbed a bank or cool, like he gets caught with $18 million worth of diamonds, you're like, that's awesome. But if he gets caught with he stole a truckload of gay porn videos.
And then raped coconuts. Yeah. Like, what? What the fuck is this? Get my name off that website. Refer to him as the coconut strangler.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, I've been. I was telling Preach backstage on Friday, and I was telling him I've become obsessed with street basketball videos on YouTube.
Okay.
I've been watching these guys. They call Ball Is Life, and now Poseidon the plot thickens. I found out.
Oh.
So basically, they go to different courts, street courts in the U.S., and they have their team, and they face off against other teams. People talk shit about them online, so then they go meet them, and then they face off. On the court, right?
And it's 2-on-2?
No, it's like 5-on-5.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like full teams?
Full teams. And they're like, ball is life, dog. Yeah, ball is life. And then they face each other. And they try to take over other people's courts. And they go to the ghetto sometimes, and it gets heated. People want to kill them and shit and beat them up. And they have a guy with one arm on one of the teams. And then, because I was getting mixed up, and then I found out that they have the same YouTube channel, Ball is Life, but there's like two competing teams. There's the East Coast and the West Coast. And the East Coast has, I think, the one-arm guy. He's the guy that I watch, this one-arm guy. Shit. And he fucking shoots with one arm. Like, sometimes I get mad. I'm like, how do you not steal the ball? He can't dribble it anywhere else. You know where it's going. Like, just take it from him. So this one-arm guy is fucking scoring on people. It's a lot of fun. But now there's an event coming up in August, and I've already clicked a reminder on my phone to remind me the day when it goes live. They're talking a lot of shit about each other. The people from the same channel online, the fucking East Coast, these guys are whack. This guy's got one fucking arm. Look at this stumpy bitch. And they're going to face off against each other. Ball is Life East versus Ball is Life West.
Where
and
are
I'm
they
excited.
Playing?
They're playing in Irvine, California.
Okay.
Yeah. Home of the West Side crew.
Yeah.
And the West Side crew, I watched them too. They're also very talented. They're both two talented teams, but they call each other scrubs. Like, these guys are shit. They go, look at these videos. They're garbage. The West Side has a lot of, they talk a lot of shit, but they're also more established. Like, I saw In Your House type of thing with one of the East Side guys, and he's barely home. He's almost homeless. But the West Side crew, they're living it up out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
And how good, like, are these guys almost as good as NBA guys?
Some are, man. Some are very clutch.
But they're just on the street because they're pieces of shit. Like, they're on crack.
I'm assuming there's a lot of crack involved. Yeah. But on the other hand, some are very talented. It would be hard to believe that they're doing crack.
Yeah.
You know? I saw. So they have played people that definitely do crack.
I saw a documentary about a guy that was... He was going to be in the NBA and then got on crack. And then he was hustling people in... like,
street courts, yeah.
Like pickup games.
Oh, it is nuts. Yeah. Like I was showing him videos on Sunday where it's match point if the guy scores. And it's like as he's going down the court, people are swarming the court. So now right behind him, he can't back up anymore. People are on the court cheering. Like, it's crazy. And then they'll score and people will go crazy and jump in and hug you. Sometimes even while you score and the game is still going on, you'll be trying to dribble down to score and you'll be dodging fans. It's fucking insane. It's completely insane.
It's sport.
And sometimes they're fighting. They're like, you think this, you motherfuckers is YouTubers. We're gangsters out here.
God damn.
Score your points. Wait till we get outside. I'm like, yo, these guys are going to get shot in the head because they beat up a team.
We need to send, if they get rid of Dinger, for the baseball, we need to send the Dinger guy to the basketball game.
Oh, no.
He should be the mascot, yeah.
You got Dinger running around.
And also, because sometimes I try to walk, because there's some white guys that play too, right? And sometimes I'm very confused because I'm like, I'm watching them. And I understand the black guys are dropping N-bombs. I get it, right? But then sometimes I'll see a fight and then I'll see the white guy drop it. You get it? And then I'm like...
Does he know what neighborhood
he's in? Yeah, that's it. I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know what the standards are over there. Yeah, yeah. But then no one's saying anything against him. They're just talking normally. I'm like, maybe they think he's Puerto Rican. I don't know what's going on, but so, I'm like, man, I don't think you should be able to get away with it because the East Coast crew, they have friends that have their own YouTube channels that are not part of Baller's Life, but they do games too. Like this one guy, Brick something, I forgot, the Nick Briz or some shit, and he develops like a this team of misfits. So basically, he goes out, he faces teams, they fight, and then sometimes he'll recruit one of their players.
Okay.
And he recruited this big fucking New York, this guy from New York. I really like him. He's their center. He's just a big fat white guy. And he's always swinging at people, fighting and shit like that. He's swinging elbows. It's fucking crazy. You see these videos, they get mad. Like they're cutting people. And they're like, you can't do that. Fuck you, telling me I can't do that, bitch. Come over here. Come over here. Do you want to fight or you want to play? Like it's crazy. And I sit there watching for hours. I get mesmerized by all this.
Ball is life. I'm going to watch it.
When you start watching, you're gonna get into all the other ones because they have all the suggested videos.
It must have, like, for a couple of years ago, before he went to the UFC and before he died, I was really into Kimbo Slice.
Me too. Yeah.
So it must have a sort of a Kimbo Slice.
It has that kind of vibe because when they go to these courts that are hostile, so what happens is they see them on YouTube. It would be like us, let's say there's, I don't know, underground podcasters and they hate anyone that's on YouTube or whatever, in order, you have to go pirate radio to watch them or some shit, or you have to be live. And then we show up and do a show. And like, this is our fucking city. It's kind of like that. Like, they're very aggressive. So like, you bitches, you're just on YouTube. You probably edit that shit. That's why you look so good. So then they get mad when they get schooled, you know? Fuck.
And we should do that to Bobby Lee. Just show up. Just show up to LA.
He's like, what are you guys doing? you wouldn't invite. This is my studio.
Oh, this guy.
You don't know who Bobby Lee is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, we just bully Bobby Lee for no reason. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
He seems like he's easy to bully, too.
He gets bullied a lot, yeah. Which makes me feel bad for him because he's nice, so they take advantage of him.
He's nice, sweet. But you know what cracked me up from him the most?
He's funny.
His eyes.
No. His eyes do kind of funny, though. I'm not going to lie. What's wrong with him?
God, what's wrong with you?
Why are they so slanted?
God damn.
Nah, but he's always confused. It's always sunny wherever he is.
He was saying the story of when he was molested.
Bro, you're talking about when Brian Callen and Schaub couldn't stop laughing?
Yes.
I think that's Schaub's funniest moment. I don't like, it was unintentional. That's why it was funny. But it's because Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub, I think they're trying to keep straight faces. And he's telling about how he got molested by a retard.
Yeah.
And they just keep laughing. Yeah. And he was getting mad. He's like, I'll fucking leave it. And they're like, I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just, you just threw that out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, you're just having normal conversations. Like, yeah, it's my retarded cousin raped me. He's like, well, what the fuck? Hold on. Like, it's just, it was so autistic. So it was just so out of the blue. I get them because I would have laughed in that situation too. If you told me, or if he told me in the podcast setting, if it just comes out of nowhere, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just so random. So yeah, I would have.
And then he would get angry, stop laughing. And they're like, wait, hold on, bro.
Yeah. Stop talking for a second. I got to compose myself. It's kind of like what we used to do to you sometimes. Like, you'd say stuff to us and you'd get pissed that we'd laugh, but we weren't doing it to fuck with you. It's just.
Oh, no, I know.
Because you threw some like, meeting you, like, on the podcast, when you were telling us stuff that I'd find out for the first time, he'd find out for the first time, and the viewers would find out at the same time. Some of the stuff we'd laugh at was because it was so crazy to hear coming out of your mouth.
Such as?
Like, all the Sega was hilarious. Oh, getting the Sega stolen.
Yeah. Jesus, I remember that.
Fuck.
All your dad's story, even now, like, we were studying intellectuals, and I don't know why he forgot Tom, but during the intellectuals, he's like, by the way, I just found out today my father and my brother are retarded.
Oh,
yeah. And then I go, how do you know? Because they're related to you. He's like, yeah, I'll tell you later. I was like, but he never told me. Like, but he was just so, he just threw it out during the podcast.
We were doing the intellectuals. It was a nice flow, so we didn't get to it. But fucking bro, I got so angry at my fucking brother. First of all, my father, his truck broke down, right? So I had to go help him out, right?
But doesn't he have a Hummer?
That broke down too.
Okay.
So I went and helped him out, right?
He might not be good with cars.
I'm like, look, you should get something a little affordable and reasonably priced, like a nice pickup truck.
Honda Civic?
Probably like a Dodge Ram. He can afford a Dodge Ram.
He's a little guy. Just get him a Civic.
No, but he needs to tow.
Okay.
Yeah. Go and get a Dodge Ram.
He needs to tow. Does he have a job towing stuff, or he
no,
just
but like he does
a passion?
No, he does construction.
Like, I feel like you're exaggerating by saying construction.
But a pickup truck
steals wood and supplies from construction sites.
It would help him.
That's more accurate.
A pickup truck would be better off with it because he's just gonna end up ruining with the stuff that he carries another car. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So I go, just fucking get a truck. He's like, nah. So he was telling me, which I think is full of shit, it's too expensive, the truck. And then he turns around and tells me, nah, I'm going to get a Tesla truck instead.
Jesus Christ, the man is...
So hold on, bro. So I go, hold on, bro. You tell me, how the
a
fuck
Dodge are
you going to afford...
A Dodge Ram is too expensive, but you're going to buy a $100,000 truck.
How are you going to buy a fucking Tesla truck?
Which one? The Cyberpunk one?
Yeah, the pointy one and shit.
This guy's insane.
I want to see him come out of that. No. I want to see him come out of that and with skis on.
Aliens do exist. Yeah.
And then
he just slides out. Yeah.
And then I start getting angry. And then he goes, and then I'll tour it. I'll rent it out to people so like that it pays for itself. I'm like, but what if you need it? Well, I'll figure it out. No, you're going to call me to pick you up, you bastard.
Yeah. I love that your dad still has these scams. He's always the same guy. He's been the same guy. He's not going to change. He's always that guy at the bar right before it closes. Like, hey, you like business? Because I got a business idea for you. I don't know if you like business, but if you like it, it's like, do you like business mean? He's that guy.
Bro, I got so angry. And then after I called my brother and I
You know what's crazy? Did you guys see the commercial he's doing to get people vaccinated? They hired him to get the Greek community vaccinated.
Yeah. Hello, my laggers. Listen. Local business phenomena, Gus, he'll tell you, get vaccine for we free, and when we free, we make business, right? We make business. How funny, he'll be the best. And then every Greek person's like, you should have to Malakas. The fuck is this guy?
And then, bro, I was on the phone with my brother.
And your brother's like, dude, I don't know what you're thinking, but dad's got a great idea.
I go to him, yeah, you know, dad's going to get an affordable truck, you know, something that...
Like a Tesla?
You know, no, something that's going to bring him from point A to point B, and he could do his construction shit, right? Hmm. And he goes, yeah, you should get a Tesla truck.
Your brother's hilarious.
Fuck.
Bro, don't I start losing it on him? And he's driving with his girlfriend, so he has me on the Bluetooth, the car. Bluetooth.
I don't care if that whore can hear me.
And I go, shut the fuck up. I start yelling at him on the phone, bro. And he goes, no, it's more affordable than a truck. I go,
How is it more affordable than a truck?
Bro, Tesla Cybertruck, the lease is going to be $1,500 a month. Are you insane? Minimum. And he goes, no, it's more affordable because of the gas.
I want to live like them. I want to be
Bro, I was like, okay, bro.
Where's he driving to? Because if he's driving Montreal, Vancouver every week, he has a point. Gas will kill you.
Anyways, I was getting frustrated. I go, and then, fuck, I should have told him this. I just thought about it now. I should have told him, okay, you fucking little shit. Why didn't you get a fucking Tesla instead of a Honda Civic or some shit? Because he thinks because it's a big V8, the other truck, it's going to kill him on gas, but it's not because he's doing a lot of highway.
Highway or no highway, there's a huge price difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
If you can get a $14,000 truck, it'll be cheaper than even if you're paying $1,000 worth of gas a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. He's like, nah, bro, I'm going to do the math. You'll see. I was like,
I'm going to do the math. Your family, if there's one thing they're known for, it's math. Yeah. They're all very good at math, Mike.
They're very good at math.
And I started yelling, bro. I was so pissed. Yeah. I was fuming.
We got him a job here, and now he's turned to the voice of reason for his family. Listen to me, the successful one. Do you get paid to shit your pants? I don't think so. He's the successful one. Yeah, we've changed that whole family around.
Yeah. Fuck. Anyways, I'm going to handle all that shit later, but I was shocked.
By handle, you mean have your family murdered?
No. I'm gonna
get them all to take life insurance?
No, I'm going
to
speak some sense into them because they're acting like retards.
How can you speak sense into an adult man?
You're never. If he's crazy like that, how old is he? He's in his 60s now?
67.
You're never going to change him.
He wanted to throw poison gas and kill everyone in the house if it gets robbed. Because as long as it gets the robber. He's not a man that thinks that far ahead. He's very close.
Good thing is, though, now if he goes to Tesla, he's not going to be a gas guy. So he's going to have to throw batteries at people and try to steal his house.
Lithium ion?
He's going to electrocute people now.
Especially this motherfucker starts getting into it. Wait, now that he's talking about Tesla, give him 2 weeks until you start hearing Nikola Tesla conspiracies from him. Give him 2 weeks. I guarantee you he's going to start Googling. He's going to fall into Tesla. Nikola Tesla is going to... We have to talk about it. Why they kill genius Nikola Tesla? He knows energy free aliens fly down here.
Hold on. He's already. There are some other stories. You just reminded me of something else.
Oh, I'm not hold too on, far bro. Off. Hold I should have been the FBI. I'm a good profiler.
He's already landed on Nikola Tesla and all that shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And he said, he goes, I can make car with magnets. The engine is just magnets.
Really?
And you turn it on and it goes. You don't need...
He can make car with magnets, but he can't make a family and stay there. It's
You don't need to charge it. You don't need gas. You don't need water. You don't need...
So nothing. Make it!
And that's what I thought. Anyways, bro.
Make it, you fucking buffoon! You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
Who... Now I'm frustrated. I got to start watching these documentaries. Yeah. If I could build a car. Yeah. You ever feel that way? You ever watch cooking shows? When I watch cooking shows, I'm the opposite. I watch cooking shows, I'm like... I can't fuck. What is he doing? I can't do that.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah, this guy watches cooking shows. He's like, I'm Gordon Ramsay, Malaga.
I don't understand where he gets that fucking
confidence.
Yeah.
Idiots have a lot of confidence.
I think it's just, this is going to sound like an insult, but yeah, it's dumbness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how hard, you assume things are easy. It's like, I'm not going to name names, but it's like us when we had people here that tried to start podcasts.
Yes.
And right before the podcast, I was like, you can't. The best podcaster. I can't wait till I'm on the mic. You guys are going to see this. It's going to be amazing. Literally, we start recording.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, and we're talking. Steve. It's just awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Everything looks easier.
It's fine because, maybe it's not just not for the person.
It's like watching basketball. Yeah. You're like, I could score that. Look at how easy that is. It's just right
and
in the
And then,
right there.
Women try to do it, and they call the WNBA, and they think they should get paid more than men.
No, the WNBA didn't ask to get paid more than men. It was the soccer team. And then the Canadians beat them. But the WNBA is hard to watch.
Yeah.
I love basketball. It's very hard to watch.
Bro, I shoot better hoops than the WNBA.
I wouldn't go that far because there's some very good, very, very good WNBA players. However, overall...
It might be good if you're in the room. You know how, when you see a shitty comic on YouTube or Netflix, they're fucking horrible. But if ever you see a okay comic and you're in the room,
it works.
You're like, I get it. It's not my thing, but I get why it's funny. So maybe when you're in the room, you're like, oh, okay, these girls are good.
They're not good.
They're better than, nothing.
So yeah, that's, I just, after four missed layups in a row, I lose my shit.
Yeah.
I got to change the channel.
Yeah,
I remember watching once a game that wouldn't end. Do you remember this? When it was basically the next shot would win it. There's a minute left, and they just kept missing open shots in front of the basket, on each side. And I asked them at the bar, I go, please change the fucking channel, bro. I can't. I try to get into it for the last minute, and I go, I'm going to fucking start breaking shit. I can't take this anymore. It's it's right there. They're throwing it the other side. I was like, how the... And I go, is this professional WNBA? He's like, this is NCAA. I go, what the fuck is happening?
That's the thing that's amazing with mixed martial arts, because the women are really good.
Yeah, because you can't not be
UFC,
good in that.
The women fighting are oftentimes better than
because your
dude.
Life is on the line.
Yeah.
That's true. I never paid attention to that, but they are fucking...
They're really
awesome.
Quick there's no room. And they're fun, and
you can't be mediocre in that.
Yeah, and the thing I like about women fighting too, it's oftentimes they go all out, whereas guys will go. They'll think, okay, this is a three round fight. Yeah. I'll try to win at the end. But women just fucking go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're fun to watch.
I never saw a woman street fight like Kimbo Slice. That we should look up.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Because I know Paige VanZant is doing. She's joined that bare knuckle league now.
Okay, who's Paige VanZant?
She was a UFC fighter.
Okay.
Yeah. She was a UFC, Bellator too.
Every fucking weekend, I watch shit. UFC, and I remember three people at a time.
Yeah, I follow her.
Everyone.
I follow her, so I see that she's always looking fit and stuff. That's how I know. But yeah, she joined, and there's someone else that joined. They joined the bare knuckle So they're going to be bare knuckle beating the shit out of each other.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. I don't know. I think you get cut more.
Like, I really like, for a while, I was watching a lot of Letway.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Leduc. Yeah. And I really like that.
That guy murders people.
Yeah. I think bare knuckle fighting must be really fun to watch.
Can you kick in the dick in Letway?
I don't think so.
I hope not. Because I heard you could do anything.
You can, I don't think you can eye gouge in Letway.
Like, I hope not.
You can hit with your head, but you can't
gouge. You can't poke.
I don't think you can.
If you don't poke or finger assholes or dicks, and you can't kick them in the dick,
it'd be amazing if you can't eye poke. You can't kick in the nuts, but you can stick a finger up the guy's ass.
Well, in pancration. The old ancient Greek martial art, you could
stick your dick in someone's hand.
God damn.
In fact, that's how you start.
Weird tapping out. You're tapping out. And the guy's like, just give me 2 more minutes.
But you were basically allowed anything except, I think, going for the testicles in pancration.
Okay.
I agree with that. The testicles, the asshole, and I think the eyes should also be off limits, so you don't poke people in the eyes.
No, but you're allowed eye poking, eye gouging.
That's fucking stupid.
Fish hooking, you're allowed anything. Punching, elbowing.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind that.
Crazy,
yeah.
Crazy fight.
I don't like
crazy if the only thing you weren't allowed was no punching in the face. You could
poke him, you could kick him in the head, but you can't punch him.
Yeah, crazy. Pancration was, it was during the Olympics. It was insane.
Bloody bananas. Man. Yeah, it was super bloody. Fuck. Yeah, and some people study it now, like some people try it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had gone for a year to pancration martial art.
It's just beating people up.
Yeah, it was just MMA, though.
Yeah, that's what it is. MMA is the evolution of that, right?
Yeah,
learn different techniques. So now people don't have just the grapple. Yeah. They have the, you know, like, let's say the kicks that'll take you out. Like, you have different strategies you learn from different schools.
So you were learning, like, old-timey MMA.
No, it was just, yeah, basically. Yeah.
Like, instead of doing a stand-up comedy, you were Charlie Chaplin it.
Yeah. But I think it still works because they're fucking maniacs. They're pretty good. Well, it's good exercise.
Any fighting technique, like, whether it's like a million years ago or now.
But no, I think all the Chinese ones, they're useless. Taekwondo and shit like that, I think they're useless.
Except
the whole hua, 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 I think that's all useless.
The one, what's the one in Ong Bak? Ong Bak. What's that? You remember,
that's
that
a song
there?
By the Hanson.
The movie with the short Filipino guy where he's elbowing dudes and shit.
You mean the Filipino guy?
He's
trying
to save like an elephant or some shit.
He's trying to save an elephant.
She has a name.
Yeah.
Ong Bak, bro. It's a film series. You guys haven't seen this.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
You're talking about the movie Tony Jaa. Precious. No. It was Precious.
Yeah, and he wasn't trying to save it.
No, it's Tony Jaa starred in it. He's an actual martial artist.
What's his art of martials?
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai is real, bro. Muay Thai, you kick the shit out of you.
That's real. That's legit.
I'm not talking about Muay Thai. I'm talking about, you know, the Taekwondo. You know what I'm talking about?
Taekwondo.
When those masters, like, what's his name? Oh. Steven Seagal does it. He goes in and he's like, he just hits you and you collapse.
Yeah. Kung Fu is fake as fuck.
Yeah, all that shit's fake, bro.
And then when we were trained pancreation at the end, like, they would have us to do a conditioning of our, well, actually, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Of assholes.
I don't know. We would legit do conditioning of your shins, bro. And they had to take these 2 wooden sticks that were about this long.
And roll them.
And roll them.
Yeah, I don't do that shit
anymore. Bro.
Ah, Jesus.
No one's going near my fucking shins, bro. They're sensitive.
Yeah. And then they would take them and do this on your shins.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Bro, the most painful shit. I did it for about a year.
And you think that would happen if everyone there could get laid? No. So if you enjoyed this episode, you could catch us other platforms, other times live. I suggest, if you're in Quebec and you are bilingual, you check out Mike Ward Noir. It is Mike Ward's live show. He's all over Quebec. I had the privilege of being at Quebec City Friday night for the show. And I'm going to tell you something. It was fucking bananas. All right. People are having fun out there. More people are going out to the theaters. I think it was 700
people. 700
people. That's a lot. That's a lot for what we're doing. Because they used to lock us in. They used to say, 100 people here, 50 people there. It's growing every week. So that's fun. So MikeWard.ca is the website. You can get tickets there if they're not already sold out. Sometimes you get lucky. Some shows still have a few tickets left, but for the most of them, they're pretty sold out. So try to get your tickets quick. Patreon.com/Suzakut for Mike Ward Suzakut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. And on the Patreon, you get all the back catalog of episodes. You get to watch things live, and you get to buy tickets to watch Suzakut live at the Bordel when they record. So check out Mike Ward. Poseidon, ThePoseidon69 is his handle on Twitter and Instagram. He also loves to play with children on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. Check him out. Call the cops if you see him out in the wild. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. You can join my Patreon, patreon.com/Pantelis. We're putting up new shows. There's a new show that's going to come on my YouTube channel next month. It's not announced yet, but it should be a lot of fun for you guys. So thank you and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.